Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis, podcast episode number 71, is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. In tennis, aside from the different ways to hold a racket, one of the first things you are taught is to keep your eyes on the ball and watch the ball make contact with the strings of your racket. Now, certainly, watching the ball is essential to making a consistent ball strike. In this podcast, I'd like to talk about a related topic, something that is at least equally as important as keeping your eye on the ball, and that is developing an awareness of the many cues, intellectual and visual, critical to winning a match. Now, when it comes to awareness, it's about much more than simply watching the ball. It's about understanding what I call stock, or S-T-O-C-K. And no, I'm not referring to the publicly traded companies in your investment portfolio. Stock is an acronym that represents the five critical intellectual and visual elements you need to be well aware of if you're looking to win your match. The S stands for situational awareness. T stands for turnaround awareness. O stands for opponent awareness. C stands for court awareness. And K stands for knockout awareness. Let's go through each one of these. Now, you will notice there is some overlap here, and there should be, because in virtually every point of a tennis match, you are challenged to try to see the forest from the trees from the forest, or both. It's a constant toggle. Situational awareness is the all-encompassing awareness, in my view. Essentially, it's knowing precisely what is going on in the match. It's the ability to identify, collect, and analyze critical data during the match and transform that data into useful information about what's actually happening. Turnaround awareness is what I refer to as the ability to recognize those frequent moments throughout a match when momentum shifts from one player to the other. There are typically multiple momentum swings in virtually every match. It's a safe assumption that everyone has been on both sides of these momentum swings. As players, we've all had those moments in a match where we've caught fire, been in the proverbial zone where we can't seem to miss a shot and everything we hit is a winner. And on the flip side, we've also likely been on that end when losing a single point or two triggers an avalanche of poorly played points in matches. The key here is to recognize those moments in a match when momentum has been triggered. Now, depending which end of this stick you are on, you're either going to try to pile more on top of your opponent or find ways to break out of your slide or break up your opponent's groove. Now, awareness of your opponent entails everything from his or her court position to play patterns and tendencies. It's having an understanding of what your opponent's strengths and weaknesses are, and recognizing those junctures in a match when your opponent will likely resort to a particular shot or familiar pattern of play. Now, Rafael Nadal, for example, will typically serve down the tee or middle of the court on the deuce side, particularly at critical moments of a match. Now, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, it's important to always know who is on the other side of the net. Court awareness is precisely as it sounds. To me, court awareness is the ability to know where you are on the court and where your opponent is on the court, plain and simple. An example we commonly see at the local park or club is in matches that involve beginners to intermediate level players. Often you will see them hit balls directly out of the air when they're standing just inside the baseline. I mean, those balls would of course have gone long if those players had realized where they were standing on court and simply let those balls go. And last, but certainly not least, knockout awareness is what I refer to as the ability to know when to attack and in essence go for the knockout, whether during a rally or at a particular point in a match. Now, Roger Federer does this exceptionally well. As he has done throughout his career, we've often seen Federer display an uncanny sense of when to get to the net during a rally and into position to win the point. And on a broader level, knowing when to turn up the heat on his opponent at those critical moments of a match and go for the knockout. The bottom line is, if you're going to put yourself in the best position to win, you have to be able to pick up on those intellectual and visual cues of a match. All too often, I see recreational and club players simply getting out there on the court and then see the ball hit the ball rather than play points. Take stock of your match and be aware of much more than just the ball. Yes, watch the ball, but see it all. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.